In this session, we are going to look at the tax implications for companies which are close. Close company rules exist to prevent shareholders and directors of close companies from using those companies as an extension to their own private banking facilities without paying any tax. Rules exist with regard to loans to participators and benefits paid to participators. In this lecture, we are going to look at the loans to participator rules, which we expand on in part 2, when we also look at benefits to participators. First of all, we will look at loans to participators. Here we have Jack, who is both a director and shareholder of Vine Limited. Within the company's books, Jack is likely to have what is called a current account, where amounts he is entitled to from the company are credited and amounts he takes out are debited. Let us take a look at what could be happening in that account. Let us say that Jack is entitled to a salary after tax of £80,000. The company will debit salary costs and credit Jack's current account. The salary itself is taxed as earnings using the PAYE system. Let us say that Jack is also entitled to some dividends from the company of, say, £50,000. So the company is going to debit dividends and credit Jack's current account. The dividends themselves will be taxed on Jack at the usual dividend rates, and higher rate tax may be due. So far, we can see that Jack is entitled to withdraw a total of £130,000 from the company. Let us say that Jack actually takes out £150,000. What is the remaining £20,000? This is effectively a loan. Jack has borrowed an extra £20,000 from the company. It is this that the close company rules tax under the provisions of CTA 2010, Section 455. So what is this Section 455 tax? Close companies which are not liable to pay their corporation tax by instalments will be required to pay Section 455 tax on their normal due date, which is 9 months and 1 day following the end of the chargeable accounting period. The tax is calculated at 25% of the loan and is payable by the company. The amount of the loan is taken as the lower of the amount outstanding on the last day of the chargeable accounting period or the normal due date. For larger companies, Section 455 tax is added to the amount of tax due by instalments, which adds a horrendous complication to the instalment system. Pause at this point, look at the rules very carefully before moving on to the example in Section 4. Taking a look at the example on the screen, here we have Jack borrowing £20,000 from Vine Limited, which is a small close company, on the 30th of September 2009, which he will repay over the next 3 years. Vine Limited has a 31st of December year end, and what I would like you to do is to calculate how much tax is due under Section 455 by Vine Limited and when that is due for payment. Insert the information into the boxes provided and select continue when you are ready. Let us take a look at the solution. The loan is advanced on the 30th of September 2009, which is in the company's accounting period ended 31st of December 2009. So we must look at the amount of the loan outstanding at both the end of the chargeable accounting period, being the 31st of December 2009, and at the due date for the corporation tax, being the 1st of October 2010. On the 31st of December 2009, Jack owed £20,000 to the company, but by the 1st of October 2010, Jack has repaid £10,000. Therefore, the amount of loan outstanding at that point has been reduced to just £10,000. The tax due under Section 455, therefore, is £2,500. This is 25% of the loan outstanding on the 1st of October 2010. Let us now look at the rules relating to the repayment of this Section 455 tax. Where the loan is either repaid by the participator or waived by the company, in other words written off, the participator being released from any further repayments Tax previously paid under Section 455 will be refunded back to the company.
The refund is made by reducing the company's tax liability for the chargeable accounting period in which the loan is repaid or waived. As most close companies are small, this will normally be 9 months and 1 day from the end of the accounting period in which the repayment or release of the loan is made. Again, look carefully at these rules before moving on to the example in Section 7.
Take a look at the example on the screen of Vine Limited. If you recall, Section 455 tax of £2,500 was paid on the 1st of October 2010 in respect of a loan outstanding of £10,000. Jack repays this loan in two equal instalments on the 30th of September 2011 and the 30th of September 2012. How will the Section 455 tax be refunded to Vine Limited? Insert the dates and the amounts in the boxes provided and select continue when you are ready.
Let us take a look at the solution.
The first repayment is made on the 30th of September 2011, which is during the company's year end of the 31st of December 2011. Therefore, any refund is going to be made 9 months and 1 day later, on the 1st of October 2012. The amount of the refund will be the amount of the loan repaid, which is £5,000 at 25%, which is £1,250. On the 30th of September 2012, the remaining £5,000 is repaid. This is due in the company's year ended 31st of December 2012, so any refund of tax is due 9 months and 1 day later. On the 1st of October 2013, another £1,250 will be repayable to the company.
Let us look in more detail at loan waivers.
If a company waives a loan to a participator, as we saw earlier, the company will receive a repayment of the Section 455 tax.
Yet the individual has received real money from the company. The participator, therefore, will be treated as receiving a dividend equal to the amount of the loan waived. The date of receipt of the dividend will be taken as the date of the loan waiver. An individual will owe higher rate tax if he is a higher rate taxpayer. Let us look at an illustration.
Heppel Limited, a small close company, advanced £15,000 to Fred, who is a director and shareholder, on the 31st of December 2008. On the 31st of December 2010, Fred repaid £5,000 and Heppel Limited waived a further £9,000. Heppel Limited has a 31st of March year end. Let us first look at the Section 455 position for Heppel Limited. The loan is advanced on the 31st of December 2008, which is in the company's accounting period ended 31st of March 2009. Section 455 tax is due 9 months and 1 day later, which is on the 1st of January 2010. The Section 455 tax is 25% of the loan, which is £3,750. This tax is refunded when the loan is either waived or repaid, and a total of £14,000 is released from the loan on the 31st of December 2010, which is during the company's year ended 31st of March 2011. Any refund is made 9 months and 1 day later, on the 1st of January 2012, which will be the combined amount of the loan repaid and waived of £14,000 at 25%, which is £3,500.
Continuing with this illustration, let us look at the situation for Fred.
Fred is deemed to receive a dividend of £9,000 on the 31st of December 2010, which is in tax year 2010-11. Assume that Fred pays income tax at 50%, he will be taxed on that dividend. The dividend itself is grossed up at the tax credit rate of 10%, grossing it up by 100 over 90 to £10,000. Tax is charged at the higher rate on dividends of 42.5%, as Fred pays tax at 50%, which is £4,250. We deduct the 10% tax credit of £1,000, leaving us with higher rate tax due of £3,250. This will be due by Fred on the 31st of January 2012.
That concludes the first part of this lecture on close company implications.